You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hurts. Again, quarterback draw. Up the middle he goes. Across the 20, turns the corner. Across the 15. He picks it up with a 13-yard run.
Excellent. Excellent play call situation. Again, they did this earlier in the game where they just spread this defense, and Jalen's able to get behind those blocks on the quarterback keeper or the draw play and pick up a first down.
You don't hear any cries for them to bench him, do you? 6:35 to play in the third quarter.
Not from anyone with good sense.
And not from anyone today, that's for sure. Not after yesterday. What a job by the Eagles and Jalen Hurts yesterday. A big win, 31-0 over the Las Vegas Raiders. One of the two voices you heard on that call, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, with us right now. Merrill, how you doing?
Merrill.
I'm well. I'll tell you, I think the big thing is the way they dominated the Raiders. The Raiders are a bad team, but the Eagles didn't just beat them. The Eagles played almost a perfect game.
They really did, Merrill. It was one of the most dominant games I can remember them playing, you know, at least in a while. I mean, in on both sides of the football. Merrill, let's start with the quarterback. And there was a lot of talk last week about his play. I mean, it had been five straight games where Jalen did not play great. Obviously, crescendoed with the Monday night game, one of the worst of his career. But yesterday, Merrill, the bounce back. I thought he was on point in every way, and especially with his legs. I thought it was one of his better running games.
Joe, you may not agree with me, and I know it was called a four interception game Monday night in Los Angeles, but it was not as bad as people make it out to be. If you look at the fact that he opened the game with a deep pass that was about 50 yards in the air for AJ Brown, and he just didn't stretch out for it. Late in the game, he throws a great pass into the corner of the end zone, and there was a great defensive play, but AJ Brown had his hands on that ball too. Then there was another pass that went off AJ's hands for an interception that was not Hurts' fault. Then there was another pass for Devontae Smith in that game, and just before the pass arrived, he slipped. It was pushed over, and it went right in where it would have been a perfect pass, went to the defender. So that's another interception. I thought the judgment at the end, throwing the pass into the crowd, but it was only first down on the in the overtime, that was a mistake. But I think when you keep saying four interceptions, four interceptions, four interceptions, that's not a clear explanation of what actually happened that night. Again, it wasn't a good game, but to keep saying it was the worst game in his career, I don't really think it was as horrible as everyone made it out to be.
Perhaps. It was one of the worst. I mean, you know, maybe not the worst, one of the worst. I also, Merrill, you're right. Things go differently, right? AJ catches one, doesn't go off his hands. The stat line looks totally different. But I think we'd agree on this, Merrill. He was coming off a month where it wasn't the level of Jalen Hurts that we had come to expect, right? Go back to the Packers, Lions, Cowboys, Bears, into the Chargers.
But you know what?
It wasn't his best.
But you know what, Joe? And listen, I'm just being honest with you. You're right. They were not productive offensive games against either of those teams. But he outplayed Jordan Love in Green Bay, and he outplayed Jared Hurts with Detroit.
Well, they won those games, right? So that then
they won those games.
Yeah, they got those wins, and then they lost three straight. But yesterday, Merrill, I thought he was on point from the start. Accuracy, making the plays, and I thought also with his legs. Like I think the call we brought you in with there, that was when it was the 3rd and 12 and he ran for the 13. I thought he played a really good game yesterday and was able to do it in basically three quarters.
I thought he did too, and I thought he was close to, you know, as perfect as you could be in a game like that. He did everything he had to do, but you know, people say run more. I think he's running the right amount. I don't want to see him get too much into the running game because you see what happens. I as great as Josh Allen is, and I think he's a great quarterback in Buffalo, he's an accident waiting to happen. And then after all the running he's done, after all the years, to see what happened yesterday to Patrick Mahomes, that happens. Quarterbacks who run enough are eventually out of the lineup. They're done for the season. And I think that Josh Allen has been very, very lucky to this point that he hasn't been one of them. Look how many games every year that Lamar Jackson misses. I don't want to see Jalen Hurts become a, quote, running quarterback.
Yeah, well, it's that fine line. And fortunately, it seems like Jalen was okay because he got hobbled at the end of the third quarter yesterday. They start the fourth quarter, he throws a touchdown, and then he's out of the game. So a good game by him and the offense. And Merrill, the defense yesterday, completely dominant. Some of the numbers are almost, you'd think they're fake when you look at them. 75 yards holding the Raiders to a shutout. Remarkable defense yesterday.
You know, I'm going to write a commentary on this later. You know the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association, they have that big banquet in the winter every year.
Yep.
And they have a famous award that goes to the most courageous athlete every year. That's almost a national award. I'm going to nominate Kenny Pickett as most courageous for standing behind the Raiders offensive line.
Well, he is pretty correct. I mean, Merrill, I'm not sure how many other quarterbacks would be standing. I mean, Geno Smith stood for 11 weeks. Now he's out. And I'm not sure how much longer Pickett's going to last. That team is rough to watch. They have a couple good players with Bowers and Crosby, but that's a tough football team to watch. They stink.
You're right, number one. And number two, even Bowers, who is one of the great young tight ends in football, and Crosby, who is a force, neither of them stood out yesterday.
They didn't. Crosby had the one sack in the red zone when we got a field goal, but that was it. I mean, he didn't
look
do
quiet
much either.
Quiet.
Yeah, they did a good job. Merrill, let's look ahead here. So the Eagles get off the losing streak. They get their win yesterday. They're 9-5. And now they go to Washington on Saturday evening, early evening, 5:00 kickoff. And Merrill, with the Cowboys' loss last night, all is back to where we thought it would be, you know, about a month ago, because if the Eagles win this game Saturday, they are officially NFC's champions.
I know. And on paper, they should. But I want to just issue a little warning, and that is that Marcus Mariota is really playing well right now.
That's what they said on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't believe it, but I guess if Merrill says it, it's got to be somewhere
true. No, it is true. I saw the entire game last week when he played well against the Broncos. I mean, he is playing. He's probably more effective right now than Jaden Daniels has been this season.
Well, you're probably right about that. Daniel's been in and out, and yesterday they did win a game against the Giants, so we shall see. But it is set up for the Eagles. They win on Saturday.
It is.
And then, Merrill,
set up.
The best part is they would then have 2 weeks to handle it the way they want to, right, to play it out and try for the highest seed possible. And we've seen the Eagles do this, Merrill, in recent years, especially that last week. They could almost create a bye week for themselves if they so choose based on everything, if they take care of business and clinch this division early.
Right. So even if they clinch the division early, I still think they have to watch out. And there will be seedings to play for.
Yep.
And those seedings can be pretty important.
Well, they can. Merrill, fun day yesterday. We needed one of those. We can exhale, and we got to do it early in that game with a victory. Merrill, have a great week, and we will talk to you Saturday before a game down in Landover.
Absolutely, Joe. And Hugh, have a great day.
You as well.
There he goes. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Yes. Eagles Commander Saturday. How about a Saturday 5:00 start? We don't get many of those.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got about 2 o'clock
we start. Yeah, the pregame show. But then we're off Sunday. So.
On Saturday.
On a Saturday.
Now that's a game you get banged up for.
Yeah, that sounds like a banged up game.
You're right. Yeah, because I mean it's Saturday night. Yeah, no one's working the next day. Yeah, we're good. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to everyone's phone calls. Reaction to everything here as the Eagles dominate yesterday. And if you want to puff your chest out about the quarterback, go for it. I mean, he played good yesterday for the first time in I would say about 5 weeks. Anthony in Jersey's up. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
Anthony, what's up, pal?
Hey, I believe it's going to get real scary around here for other teams, mm-hmm. man. If Jalen can play how we know he can, our offensive line get going, offense with no penalties, no false starts, no illegal man downfield, illegal shifts, et cetera, our defense is coming along well. You couldn't ask for a better gel that your defense is on right now at this time of year. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of reckless speculating.
Okay.
I think A.J. Brown was humbled with them losses.
Mm.
Because he only had 2 catches. I know one was for a touchdown. But not too much out of A.J. this week. And I believe if he get his head in the game, which I know he can do, I would love for him to stick around. But I believe them losses humbled him, man. And last week, he took up for Jalen, which he hasn't done much this year, if any. He's been throwing him under the bus, and I believe them losses, man, even though he had some big games, man, them losses, I think they humbled A.J. Brown.
Well, maybe, Anthony, you could be right. You know, typically this year when he has a game like yesterday, right, which is pretty minimal stats, he had a touchdown, like you said. I think his first catch was in the third quarter or late second. He didn't have – because they threw the ball to him early, but there was a pass interference, and then he didn't get a target for a while. But like, there was no frustration or tweets or anything after the game, so – so maybe, I mean, because he had 3 straight weeks where he got a lot of balls thrown at him, right? He caught a lot of passes, put up numbers, but they lost all 3 games. Anthony, maybe you're right, and I hope you're right, because that would be a good thing for the team if he's just focused on what's best for the team and not just his numbers all the time.
Yes, it will. Like I said, it will be very scary if all year this offense couldn't do nothing, and then now this time of year, all of a sudden we start clicking and gelling and everything is moving in the right direction, man. The Eagles can take off on another run, man, and we'll see you in Santa Clara, California.
Now we're talking,
that
Anthony.
That would be nice.
Anthony, good phone call. All right, so here's where I got to look towards Saturday. Yesterday was great, and they did everything that we could have possibly asked for. If they are back... If yesterday turned a corner, then they should put a hurting on the Commanders on Saturday. I mean that Commander seems not any good.
Hmm. Yeah, but it's familiarity breeds contempt. They're in the division, and the division games are pretty tough.
Whoa! It continues.
No, it does. It does. But like, listen, this is one thing we're not going to do.
Am I losing you already?
No, you're not losing me. But I'm not going to overlook anybody.
But if we're would you disagree with this? If we're back, we score a bunch of points on the Commanders.
Listen, no.
We kill the Commanders.
Their defense
kill
stinks.
Them, Douglas. Listen.
Their defense is terrible.
Familiarity breeds
terrible
contempt. Familiarity.
Okay. We're familiar with them, too.
Yeah.
See, this is where I need to rein y'all in.
No.
We are not
all right, yes.
in a position.
27 points on Saturday, if we're back.
21.
They are a bad defense.
Joe, okay.
Bad.
Joe. What's their defensive rank? What, 32nd?
Ooh, probably around there, yeah.
32nd?
Not on 32nd. That's where the Bengals and Cowboys reside. But they're probably towards the bottom.
Do you mean the Cowboys that beat us reside around there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're better than the defense that reside around there. Are they better than the 27th defense in the league?
I have to pull up the numbers. No,
I'm just asking. No, I'm asking because this is where we have to keep it in perspective. Yes, we are trending in the right direction.
If we're back, though, we're scoring a bunch on Saturday.
We beat the Raiders. 21 points. And let
no,
our defense 21
is not ex- – then we're not back if we only score 21.
Okay, 21 points.
Okay.
21 points.
Well, I mean, but then we're not back.
I never said we was back. I said we beat the Raiders.
Yeah, I know. You came in with a whole wet blanket.
I said we're back.
Yeah. Kyle said we're back. I said we beat the Raiders.
It's a wet blanket.
But it started with the Raiders, and it continues in Washington.
So the Washington Commanders currently rank 26th in points per game allowed, one spot ahead of the Las Vegas Raiders. So it's a similar defense to what we just got here with
got
the Raiders.
Kind of got you there, Hugh.
Yep. Boom.
It's the similar defense as what?
The Raiders. They, okay. They're in the same range in terms of points per game allowed.
But we see them every...
That's right. Familiarity breeds contempt, and we are familiar with the Commanders.
They're a totally different team than they were a year ago. We haven't seen them since the title game last year. I mean, it's been a long time. Let's go to Art in Philly, who's up on WIP. Good morning, Art.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm so happy today. It was a peaceful day, drinking my wine, eating my Italian food. I was so happy. It was no pressures at all. I don't want to make any guarantees because the last two times I made guarantees, we lost. Maybe I'm the moose factor.
Maybe. People say that about me, Art. It might be you.
No. Yeah, it's probably me. But look, let's do the clowns here. Look, you.
Yes.
You're Clarabelle.
Clarabelle.
You're Clarabelle.
Howdy doody.
Howdy Doody.
Don't you remember that show? The Howdy Doody show?
See, I remember Howdy Doody, but it's been, I don't remember Clarabelle. I remember it's Howdy Doody time. I remember that, but I don't remember
Clarabelle.
Yeah, well,
that was Buffalo Bob. That's Joe's Buffalo Bob. You're Clarabelle.
Clarabelle the clown, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. The clown.
Oh, he's calling you a clown.
Clarabelle, a clown who wore a baggy striped costume, communicating through mime, and by honking.
You know, I'm only kidding you. You know, I want to be part of the clown show too. You know,
this is the clown show.
I got one here. Mm-hmm. I got one. I want you to laugh. This is a real laugher.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. I watched this show on the sumo wrestlers. The champion sumo wrestler gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and works out for 5 hours. He's 680 pounds, and his workout is unbelievable. He can do splits, everything. Put him in the middle of the line.
Oh, I agree.
Nobody. He'll take up five guys, that guy.
You know what? It's almost like, you know how we got Mailata from rugby and we made him a tackle? Let's get a sumo wrestler, Art. I like this idea. Right. Bring him in. Let Stoutland work with him.
Okay, listen. God bless us all. I'm not making no guarantees, but if Ertz plays the way he does, get rid of that ball fast and run in there, we'll be back in the Super Bowl.
See, Art gets it. Art, before we let you go, I don't know if you heard last week. Hugh told us last week it was the first time he ever had real ravioli. You believe
real
that,
ravioli.
Art?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, he didn't hang around with too many Italians.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. I'm mad at my Italian friends because they didn't make real ravioli.
Well, they're real Novoca butts.
Okay. That sounds like it's bad.
Probably is. Art, good talking to you.
Wait a minute. You know you're Italian? You know what he said?
I don't know what he said.
Somebody got to call us. Well, they probably got to text us because I don't think we can probably. Don't sound like we can say it on there.
Clarabelle the Clown from the Howdy Doody show?
Yeah, that's correct.
You like that one?
Nah, not really. But I'm, you know, he's my elder, so you got to respect him.
Always. Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Hey, Joe Gilio, Big U.
Big V, what's up?
Okay, first let me start off by saying, shut up, Kyle.
You shut up.
Next thing. Mm-hmm. Look. Joe, congratulations. I'm glad that you're on the bandwagon. You've been backpedaling so much you look like you're doing the moonwalk with Michael Jackson.
What's the backpedal? They played well, and I'm excited, and I feel confident about where the defense is going, and then I hope the offense took a big step.
Joe, last week you whined so much. You put cheese in the holiday stocking.
The quarterback had played bad for 5 games in a row. What do you want me to say?
I want you to you hoisted the flag. I want you to be faithful and loyal to the team.
He had a bad game. He had bad 5 weeks.
But it's not a permanent thing, you know, with Jalen. Jalen is probably one of the quarterbacks that I see who works very hard at changing, growing, and developing. Have some faith.
Sure. I mean, he played well. I mean, what do you want me to say? I said he played well, and I'm excited for where they're going.
Say, I'm sorry for doubting you, Jalen.
No, I'm not.
I'm hoisting the flag up, and I'm never taking it down again.
No shot. No shot am I saying
you,
that.
You, help me out with this guy.
What you want me to say?
Don't help
Put him in
the
headlock so we apologize.
No, we can't do that.
Apologize for what? How about you guys apologize?
What they apologize
I don't know. This is dumb as me apologizing. Who cares? Go ahead, Big V.
But listen, Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, this win was a good course correction.
Yes.
They're on point. You know, like I said before, we've got a roster that says dynasty. So, you know, it gets proven when they reappear at the Super Bowl. You got to give, you know, hats off to Petullo. Those were some pretty good calls that he actually started mixing.
You know,
them up.
I'm glad you said that, Big V. I thought it was a good Petullo day. He's been good in the red zone the entire season. I mean, the shovels passes to Goddard, getting Goddard involved in the red zone, the run. I think in the red zone is where he's done his best work the whole year. They just have trouble getting to the red zone sometimes.
Yeah, and I was also hats off to the offensive line. They actually got back to manhandling these guys.
That's right.
You know, and letting Saquon stretch his legs a little bit. But, you know, we've got three more games left. Let's keep the streak going. Let's win these playoffs and on to the next Super Bowl.
Let's do it, Big V. I appreciate it. You know what my favorite part of Big V's call was? Let's keep this streak going. Is one win a streak?
It's on its way.
Yes. Okay, I like that.
Especially, well, it started
with the Raiders.
With Vegas.
It started with the Raiders. Yeah. Wait,
our ability to go from 0 to 60 is amazing. Let's keep this streak going.
I know. And we're the bandwagon, you know.
It was a wonderful day yesterday. And you know what really yesterday shows? And as much as we try to downplay it all, when the quarterback plays well, everyone is happy. When the quarterback plays well, we feel confident about the football team. Like, isn't that really the difference? The defense, for the most part, is the same most weeks. They're good. Now they've had a couple downs, but they're mostly good.
Yeah, because we got to figure out how we're going to try to score some points.
Yes.
Man.
Yes. And well, no, 21's not going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, 21's going to have to. I mean, you know, 21's going to have to.
You think they can win four straight playoff games with only 21 points per game?
Yeah, they can.
That's really
if the
hard.
Defense is playing the way that, yeah, it's going to be hard, but it can be done. Definitely can be done.
When do you think and I don't have no idea the answer to this question.
Probably the Baltimore Ravens. They didn't score a whole lot of points in the playoffs.
Well, so I think 21 may have been enough, but they definitely scored more than 21 in a few of those games. Didn't they win the Super Bowl with like 30-something points?
In the first one they won?
Yeah.
Let me look.
Yeah. If 21 is, well, 21 isn't our ceiling because we got 31 yesterday. But if 21 is where we're going to be the whole playoff run, that's going to be a challenge. We're going to have, yeah.
They're going to, at the very least, find the middle ground.
Yeah.
We get 28.
28.
28 can win you a playoff game. With the way our defense is playing.
All right. Let's just play it out for a second.
Yeah. 34-7. Yeah.
Could they beat the Niners here 21-17?
Yes.
All right, can they then go beat the Bears 21-20?
Yes, they can beat Green Bay that way, too.
Okay, could they go and...
Not L.A.
Can they go to L.A. in the title game and win 21-20? That's where, we got to... So really, we got a few weeks to get our stuff together, and hopefully yesterday, as it was in the notebook...
It starts with Vegas.
It always starts with Vegas. It started with the Raiders. You're doing some...
I'm looking to see how many points that they put up. Like, during the regular season... The most, they like 26, 23, a lot of 18
This
games.
Is that Ravens team?
Yeah, during the regular season, yeah.
But I would hope we could emerge past that Ravens offense. I mean, it was Trent Dilfer.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like, yeah. That's funny.
That doesn't sound right.
Because there was like 20, like in the wild card, 20-3, divisional 10-27. They're like, okay, they had a couple games.
Yeah, I mean, their defense probably was scoring some of those points, too. All right, 215-592-9494.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Are the Eagles back, or was that just the Raiders? Where do you come down? Plus, what was with that play where Hurts pulled up a bit gimpy on that knee? The second to last play, end of the third quarter, he came back in into the start of the fourth quarter. What he had to say, and what is the spread on this Washington game telling us about? Is Jalen banged up? Is this nothing? Let's hear from Jalen on the other side. We'll talk through the knee issue he had at the end of his part of the game in the third and fourth quarter. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There's no shortcut home.
94 WIP. Breaking news.
Philly signed Adelise Garcia.
Oh. Okay, that's an interesting one. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. There is no easy way out. Adolis Garcia, former World Series MVP with the Texas Rangers, is now a Philadelphia Philly. Any terms on that kind of deal yet?
1 year, $10 million.
1 year. He's this year's Max Kepler, is what you're telling me.
Well,
I mean, in terms of...
Why'd you have to go there?
Well, I didn't mean it in a negative way. I meant it in a 1 year, kind of a patchwork. It's not a long-term deal is what I mean. That's what Kepler was. It was a one-year thing. I don't mind this. Adolis Garcia was, at one point, I would say 2 to 3 years ago, still one of the more productive outfielders in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. Now, he has had two tough seasons. He's declined precipitously from where he was, but right-handed bat, power.
Postseason riser.
Postseason, I mean, again, he was money in the playoffs for the Texas Rangers a couple years ago. I think it's an interesting signing, a right-handed bat, power. If he can bounce back, if he could be what he was a couple years ago, this is the kind of bat that conceivably could be the five hitter to be maybe what Castellanos was a couple years ago, what maybe people thought Castellanos should
be. Has anyone been more traded than Nick Castellanos, by the way?
No, I mean, he's...
Before they're actually traded.
He's so out of here.
He's on his way.
Like that right-handed bat to protect Schwarber, let's say it's Harper 3, Schwarber 4, and then you want a right-handed bat 5 or something to that accord, Adolis Garcia at his best, or even bounces back a little bit, could do that. I've always liked the player.
You know, it's funny. It's like the way his nickname is not what you think. Like, it doesn't sound like what it actually is.
Adolis Garcia's nickname? What is it?
It's El Bambi.
El Bambi?
Am I saying it right? El Bambi?
How do you spell it?
What it means is B-O-M-B-I. Sounds like he's knocking the cover off the ball, right?
Yes.
It's a little light bulb.
That's what it means?
Yes.
The little light bulb. He's not little. I mean, he's a big dude.
I guess that's the irony of the name.
Yes.
El Bambi?
El Bambi on his way to the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, 32 years old. Last year, 19 home runs. He dropped to 227. Again, he's declined from where it was a couple years ago. But this was a player, you know, he was an all-star twice in 21 and 23. And I look at him now as a guy that's... My view on this is he's going to replace Castellanos. They're going to dump Castellanos, and he's going to be that right-handed outfield bat that hopefully gets hot and has power. Again, the home runs last year were only 19, but the previous 4 years, he had 31, 27, 39, 25. So this was a guy before last year was averaging 30 home runs a season for 4 years. All right, so Adolis Garcia, a Philadelphia Philly, as we get the breaking news there. I'll take it on a one-year, $10 million deal. I'm good with it. All right, 215-592-9494. You can react to that, but of course the Eagles. Are they back, or is it just the Raiders? We'll get to your phone calls here in a second. Hugh, let's work through what happened, though, end of the third quarter. So last play of the third quarter, Hugh, Jalen ran right out to the right side. Mm-hmm. And it looked like he was trying to get the corner. He couldn't get the corner. It looked like he was kind of in that in-between, should I slide, should I cut back? And yeah, it was kind of awkward, and it looked like his leg got caught under him a little bit. And for a moment, I was concerned because he got up, and he looked like he was in pain. He walked off to the sideline. I wouldn't say he was hobbling, but he wasn't walking totally normal. So mm-hmm. they go to commercial, end of the third quarter. They come back. He's on the field. He throws the touchdown pass to AJ. That's it, right? Because he came out of the game at that point. They pulled the starters. So we never got a full glimpse of, is he fully fine? I mean, he was there. It wasn't like he was in the locker room. So that gave me some hope. But after the game, I knew this would be a question. What happened? Is it an injury, or is it just a weird little thing for a second? Let's hear Jalen Hurts after the game, his post-game press conference, asked about his leg that looked like it got banged up in the last play of the third quarter.
When you talk about responding,
we saw you land awkwardly on your ankle. Anything going on totally there?
I don't know what's going on just yet. I'm happy we won. I'll be okay though.
All right, so we did it backwards. We could do it again. All right, so there was Jalen Hurts with Pam Oliver, end of the game, on the field. Right, that was immediately after the game, and she asked him, how about that leg? Can we hear the Pam Oliver thing again? Just let's unpack
it. We saw you land awkwardly on your ankle. Anything going on there?
I don't know what's going on just yet. I'm happy we won. I'll be okay, though.
Hugh, what do you make of that? I don't know what's going on just yet.
Well, is something going on. Something's wrong, but he's going to wait to get evaluated. Like, he didn't leave the field. So you have that going for you. Might be a little sore.
Yeah.
Might be a little swelling in there that they're going to aggressively work to get out, you know, see if there's any structural damage. Doesn't seem like it was. You know, he played, so.
Well, hopefully played one more play.
Yeah, so we'll see. Probably just a little swelling.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I feel like we're going to get more information on this as the week goes on, and we'll see how he is at their first practice on Wednesday. So that was him right after the game with Pam Oliver. Then in the press conference after the game, he's asked directly about the injury.
Quarter, it looked like you got tackled a little awkwardly, but then you came back after the break and threw the touchdown to AJ. How did you feel after that play, and how were you able to shake that off to throw the touchdown in the first play of the fourth?
Just shook it off and came back and responded the next play.
All right, so we'll see where this goes from here. Hugh, I don't know how banged up he is. I don't know what it is. I did find it interesting. I looked at the line on the game. So the Eagles are currently, when I looked last night into this morning, a 5.5-point favorite over the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my first thought was that feels a little light. The Commanders are 4-10, and I wondered, is that because there's some uncertainty about Jalen's ankle? We did find out this morning that the line was 5.5 before the game even started. It was kind of like the look-ahead, so so potentially it has nothing to do with that. Hugh, do you think there's something going on with his ankle?
There's a good chance it's probably a little twisted and it's swollen. I don't think it's enough for him to miss the game, though. If that's what you're asking me, I don't think it's enough for him to miss the game. They're probably just going to, like I said, they're going to aggressively. He's probably going in there, get some treatment today, see where his ankle is, and aggressively treat it and take him day by day, but he's going to play.
Well, what's the now, I don't know if you've ever had an injury where you had adrenaline and then you kind of felt it more. It's like, because I think back to 2022, right? He hurt his collarbone in 22. He did the whole post-game stuff with Pam Oliver. Remember that? He did it on the field. They won the game. The next day, we found out that he had been hurt worse than they thought. Is there a thing where, like, he doesn't, when he said, I don't know, you think that's because the adrenaline's still there and he can't
probably
really tell?
Probably. And, you know, it's like they probably testing for, you know, structural damages and things like that, and he was cool. So they'll probably just wait and see how he feels today, you know, after 24 hours, you know, going there. He probably went to, like I said, he probably went into treatment today just to see how he's feeling, you know, see how much swelling is in there, probably take an MRI or something to, just to make sure. But if it's not that bad, he's definitely going
to
go.
Yeah, it just was hard to tell because he played only one more play. Now, it was a good throw, right? It was probably his best throw of the day, the touchdown. But then he was out, right? Like, we have no way of knowing, was it. In fact, I don't even remember seeing him on the sideline because afterwards, right? The game was over. It was like, you know, everyone was just trying to get out of there. But I don't know if he was in the medical tent, if he was just hanging out, if he was sitting, standing. I don't know. If I had to guess, I don't think we've heard the last of this situation with his ankle. Something tells me he's either, I wouldn't be surprised
knee,
if he's
right?
limp or knee
yeah.
or ankle. I don't know what it was.
So he had a knee issue in the past, played. He was just limited
yep.
with the running thing. So that obviously worries me, given we know like the offense is at its best when he's running the football.
Including yesterday.
Yeah. I thought the -5.5 line was very appropriate, though.
Doesn't it feel light?
No.
They're 4-10.
Maybe because it's a division game.
It is a division game. And I also don't think the Commanders are 4-10 bad.
Well, but that I know that's the record though.
Yeah, but so what? We all yelled and screamed about the Eagles being 8-2.
So you think they're better than the record?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, they're a divisional opponent. Yeah. We're on the road.
Yeah.
And like, I know we're all Eagle up after beating up on the Raiders and stuff, but like, you know, it would make sense to me that people setting this line are like, you know, pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to keep an eye out the next day or so because they always seem to find out things before we do. So if the line goes back up to 6 or 7, then obviously it's good news on Jalen. If it goes down to 4, or 4.5, I would start to wonder if Jalen's ankle is more banged up than we think. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Super Bowl bound Monday, man.
We're back, Chris. What are you feeling?
Guys, real quick on this Phillies news. Mm-hmm. I don't want to throw the wet blanket on you, but I'm going to grab it from Hugh Douglas and throw it on there. Guys, anybody that's excited that Nick is going to be gone, you're going to hate Garcia because he's basically a mirror image of Nick offensively. But let's move
I think
on.
There's more power there, but I see your point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Real quick, too, let's address some low-lying fruit that was thrown out there. When San Diego Aaron, when he starts, you know, and said, hey, you know, when you start dating, you know, you start ugly and you work your way up. You mm-hmm. know, he understands. He's speaking from experience because, unfortunately.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
His poor wife started ugly, but then she got stuck with ugly.
And so there we go.
That sometimes happens.
There it is.
Guys, let's get to the main point here. So the we beat the worst team in the NFL.
Yes.
Like, they're going to most likely have the first pick in the draft.
Yep.
Okay,
they're working on it.
Yeah, working hard based on what I saw yesterday.
I know, like, the Jalen Knights want to do cartwheels down the streets. But, you know, hey, if you want to make a spectacle out of yourself, you know, go ahead. You climb out of the clown car and make a fool of yourself. But that said, they did what they're supposed to do. They won 31-0, which, you know, on Friday, no one that was a serious person thought that we would come in within single-digit points of Kyle's upper lip going back home. So I was a little surprised that it was even that close. But, of course, Kyle knew it was safe, and it was. But Hugh Douglas, I got to talk about this luxury that we have, this defense, because BG knocked the rust off. And ride with me here for Hugh, okay? Can I get you
walk
plane,
with him,
okay?
Hugh.
I'm listening.
Yeah. So BG knocked off the rust, and he got himself 2 sacks. I mean, you know, like, there's you need help getting sacks back, right, to your numbers. So, Hugh, you know, let's have a conversation here. I want to talk to Hall of Fame Hugh Douglas, because if BG can come back, so can you.
No.
We saw Phillip Rivers come back and quarterback an entire game at 88 years old.
And he's chunky now, by the way.
Yeah.
He threw this first pass look like a
dude, all of them did. There was no zip on any of that.
It was
so funny.
And he had a chance to win.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, he did. He took the he had a go ahead field goal drive.
Yep.
If we have any chances of going back to back, Hugh, I mean, come on, can you stand up and help? Listen, the kids want to see us go back to back. Do it for the kids. 8 snaps. That's all I'm asking for.
I'm not even asking
for a whole game. 8 snaps, Hugh. I believe in you.
I'm glad you believe me, but anyway.
How many snaps till you got hurt?
Until I got hurt.
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, I give him one.
Listen, you could have got a snap. You could have got a sack on Sundays. All I'm saying, even you could have got in it, guys.
I think you could.
I think it's a poll question. Could Hugh Douglas have gotten a sack yesterday against the Raiders? I think you would have got one. Yeah, you would have fallen into one.
No.
Go ahead, Chris.
Guys, shout out to Cowboy Jim's Emperor Jerry. Like, Jerry, thanks for being the biggest supporter of the Eagles and working as hard as you do to help us win. You know, how fitting is this, guys? Let's look at this topic right here. How fitting is it that Brandon Aubrey choked away their playoff chances? Like, this guy is the perfect Cowboy. He had so much hype. Everybody was saying this guy is the greatest kicker in the world and he's going to break all these records. Typical Dallas overhype, looks good on paper, but when December came around and the games really mattered, he just got folded up like you against Willie Rolfe. He just got Rolfe. And sorry, you got to take shots because you don't want to come out of retirement. So now you deserve it. But, guys, I love it. Jerry, thank you. Men, the countdown's down to one.
And we're almost
the banner
there. Yep.
Is right.
That's right. It is there, Chris. I am glad we don't have to take down that banner. We're just one more. One more. The NFC East is going to be clinched. I mean, we raised the banner early in November. I didn't want to have to take that banner down, and it certainly looks like we're not going to have to. Steven is in Chestnut Hill. What's up, Steven?
Hey, listen, I think you could go back. I think you. Come on.
No, I'm not doing
it. You got to get bored sitting there behind a radio desk.
No, I love it here. It's awesome.
I'm kidding. Listen, here's my point. It's like their guy was talking about the ugly girl at the club. You know, I speak from experience. I had a lot of those, and it never led to a Miss America date. You know what I mean?
You never were able to upgrade. You just kind of,
just wallowed it.
I'm telling you. Once I hit that low, and I tried it, it just did work. It did work. I'm telling you, it's not going to work here either. Listen, the Eagles, they just teed up with the Raiders. Why can't you guys open your eyes and admit you play the JV team, and that doesn't get your confidence back?
Well,
and you got a quarterback hurt in the process.
Because it's Victory Monday.
Yeah.
It is Victory Monday.
So they did play a JV team, but sometimes Alabama gets to play Medford, right?
I know. Like, it's like the boxer who pads his record at 30-0, but he beat nobody until he played.
It was a tomato can.
But it does give you some confidence, does it not?
I think the quarterback needed a tomato can.
Whether it's fake or real confidence, it's confidence.
like I said, it never gave me any confidence. Just gave me some short-term.
Well, you're probably ugly, so
probably.
I ain't want to say
look like Bruce Willis. Hey, listen, one last point I had about the Phillies contract.
Yep.
Is that contract that Schwarber signed a non-tradable one like Bryce Harper had?
No, there is no trade clause. Steven, there isn't a no trade clause, but once a player has 10 and 5 rights, which means 10 years in the league and 5 with the same team, which Schwarber...
He gets approval?
So Schwarber just had 4 with the Phillies, so this will be his 5th, so he's close to that kind of level.
Yeah. So, like, they couldn't let him walk. They had to trade him, and they're not going anywhere either. This team is in a rut. They got to get rid of some people, and I think they can get a lot for Schwarber right now if they traded him.
But they just signed him.
Yeah, but you couldn't have gotten anything for him by letting him walk, but now you got him get some assets.
Genius.
Yeah, I mean, you have
like a sign and trade. So
I don't think that was their plan, but I'm thinking right now, that's what I would do because I want this team to get some more talent, and I don't know how you're going to get it.
We just got El Bambi.
Yeah, El Bambi.
Oh, yeah. You got to get rid of Harper. You got to get rid of Schwarber.
All right, Steven, man, we appreciate it. So a couple things.
Wow.
You know me.
That guy's miserable.
I'm always up for any sort of trade idea, right? I like those. You cannot trade Kyle Schwarber today. He just waxed poetic twice last week in a press conference and on the afternoon show about the meeting with John Middleton about the plan. Like, you'd throw a monkey wrench in every future free agent ever signed here if the minute you sign him, you trade
him.
Can't do that. Plus, I don't want to trade Kyle Schwarber. In terms of, because I know, Hugh, there's a feeling people want to shake things up, right? They don't want the same team.
Mm-hmm.
The Adolis Garcia thing, you could feel like he's going to have a good year here, maybe not. Again, when I first heard the terms of the deal, my first thought was he's this year's Max Kepler, and Kyle didn't like that. What I meant was, it's a one-year deal on a guy that used to be good. Maybe he's still got something left. It's not going to hurt you long term.
This year's Max Kepler signing, I think, is a better way to present it.
Let's use it that way. It reminds me of them getting Kepler last year, 1 year, 10. It was exactly the same deal.
Yeah, I remember vaguely, like, who was it? Was it the afternoon show? They were talking about he was going to go out there and handle his business.
Kepler?
They were like, they were hot. Weren't they high on him at the beginning of the year?
Oh, they were Kepler heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kep heads, whatever they called themselves. The bottom line is, Garcia is fine, but you know what Garcia is? It proves that Castellanos is gone. I don't know if they're going to DFA him or trade him. He's gone. There's no way Nick Castellanos and Adolis Garcia are going to be on the Phillies next year. So when I saw this deal, when Kyle told us the breaking news, it cemented what we've all heard for a while and thought, Castellanos is out of here.
Well, yeah, Castellanos kind of knew that too, you know, because he was kind of sounding morbid when he was talking about, Well, when he was talking about the future and probably playing, in a different spot somewhere else.
Yeah. He was talking like a man that was a free agent.
Yeah, basically.
He's the most released I've ever seen a player or traded before they get there. I mean,
he
knows it's over here and he's going to move on somewhere else. All right, let's go to Juice in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Hey, good morning, you. Good morning, Joe.
Juice, what's up, pal?
Kyle, what's up? All right, so real quick. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're moving the goalposts again, Joe.
In terms of?
Of your narrative with Hurts.
What's the narrative?
It's a narrative.
So always with the narrative, Phil.
Always.
Well, narrative?
Listen, I'm going to explain it. Here's what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sat there last week. Call for the man's job.
That's not what I said. I said he continued to play as poorly as he did for the 5 weeks prior, I wouldn't let him play.
You
the whole
are right
season.
About the listening comprehension thing, by the way.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, holy
semantics.
Smokes.
Yeah. No, it's not semantics. They're totally different things. Like if your boss calls you in the office and says, if you continue to perform like this, we're going to have to move on. That's different than you are fired. They're different things.
Semantics. You're not his boss. You're not his boss.
No,
and I'm pretty sure
it was an analogy.
No crap, Juice.
Get him right, Juice. Get him right.
Do you want the answer? I'm going to give you the answer. Listen to you. I just sat here and listened to you get humbled by Merrill. You keep saying 5 games. I'm looking at these last 5 games. It's not. It wasn't. Okay?
Well, it was.
183 yards and a touchdown against the Packers. 135 and a touchdown on the ground against the Lions. 289 yards and a touchdown and 2 rushing with 30 yards rushing against Dallas.
Uh-huh.
So listen, because they lose the game doesn't mean it hurts his fault all the
time.
Juice.
We can say he played well yesterday and not try to pretend the 5 games before it weren't bad. Juice, he was, if you look at
I
all
just gave
the,
you the
The offense sucked. What are you talking about?
They scored 16 and a half points a game for 5 weeks. It was their lowest scoring output in 12 years. 12 years. Okay. That's worse than Sam Bradford. Think about this for a second. Worse than Carson Wentz in his last year here. That's how bad the offense was for 5 weeks before this past Sunday. Also, if you gave me stats, Juice, but it's all in context. Yes. It's all in context. It was one of the five worst quarterbacks statistically for the last 5 weeks. He was bottom five in the league before yesterday in the 5 weeks prior.
How much do those Bears stats weigh heavily on that?
It's five games. They all weigh the same. What are you talking about? They all weigh the same. It's five games.
If he had an outlier great game, that would also weigh things. He didn't.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Three touchdowns.
You heard him.
280 yards and three touchdowns against Dallas.
They didn't score
for 40 minutes. What are you talking about?
Get him, Juice.
You're off your rocker, dude.
Juice, do you think he played well for the 5 weeks prior?
Christ.
Don't back down, Juice.
Jalen, don't play defense. Jalen, don't play defense. A 21-point lead, you should win that game.
They didn't score again.
Yo, Juice, they lost by 3 points. Maybe if they scored once in the other 40 minutes, they win the game.
All right, so listen, real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
You're wrong, but I have something else I want to say.
Okay.
So, Joe was at his first game yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What you mean? Oh, he was? Right. Did he have fun?
Cool.
No, he loved it. Loved it. Now, so listen. So, he was like, I can't wait to go see. We were in the end zone. He was like, oh, I get to see everything from here. Now I can see who's doing what, who's not, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
so
watching
anyway,
the game, yeah.
Point being is, today, he's locked in. You're 8 points down. You got A-Chan going tonight.
Okay.
9 points. That's a good,
I picked Miami to win tonight, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
There's a road dog in the cold weather?
I mean, that's still alive. You know they're still alive in the playoffs.
Very small chance.
But they're still alive,
though. No, they are. You're right.
So I'm just saying, so as far as you guys go, you got a boxing chance tonight. You need 9 points. But on top of that, I'd just like to put out, last week I was playing against Jalen Hurts, and the guy only needed 7, and he dropped a minus 6, and I won.
Which is very ironic, as you defend his play, that he had minus 6. Juice, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yes, Juice was referencing, of course, the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League semifinals. Hugh Douglas needs some good luck tonight. I've already punched my ticket into the next round, because I beat Terrence up, and it was not even close.
You saying you beat him up?
No, it was a rout.
I don't know if I'm going to make it till 2 p.m., guys.
Why, with the Jalen side?
You will. Fuck it up.
No.
The revisionist history on the 5 weeks before this is something else.
But you expected that, though.
We don't have to do that. Why can't two things just be true? He played well yesterday.
He did.
End of sentence. He played well. I liked what I saw. Hopefully it's a precursor of things to come. The 5 weeks prior were pretty bad.
But you know how people are. It doesn't work like that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I told you so, and you got to quiet all the haters and all this other stuff. And that's fine, because here's the reality of this. Next week come soon.
Saturday. Short week.
Next week come real soon, so you got to keep it going.
Yeah.
That's why I tend to like to take the humble route when it comes to stuff like that. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it looked good, and it's a foundation to definitely build off of. Let's do that.
Let's go clinch the division on Saturday. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, coming up, your phone calls here. And let's discuss the part of Jalen Hurts' game that was there yesterday. Hasn't been there all season. Sometimes, but not always. Should we see more of it moving forward? His legs. They made an impact yesterday. We'll talk about that. Your calls on all of it. Are the Eagles back, or was it just the Raiders? 215-592-9494. It's how you hop board. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.